Fantastic.
Stamp me up.
Yes. Right, there's your time. Marked 8 days, 22 hours and 56 minutes.
It's good. Back to back. Back to back.
Back to back.
Hey, my name is James Hayden. I'm TCR cap number one, and I've come back and defended my title and won the TCR again, so that's my second time. I trained hard, I prepared well, and, you know, to come back and put that preparation in place and be successful is really an achievement, so yeah, it's really nice.
From the start, I was standing on the Muir. You went flying up the Muir. Was that the plan all along?
I think there's two ways to get up there safely, because you know what happens if you get stuck in the middle. Someone's going to come a cropper and either knock you off, or you're going to have to then walk, and you could easily break a collarbone, and that's the last thing you want to start. So either you stop in the square, wait 5 minutes, let every idiot go up, and then cycle up at your own pace, or you've got to go up first in the top 10. And for my reputation, I can't stop in the square, which I would quite happily do. So I had to go up first. And then like three guys, when we got into the square, started like putting the pace on like a climb, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just follow the wheels. So I followed their wheels, and then on the climb, they started fading. And I was like, I didn't look back, I just went. So the Muir is steeped in cycling history, and I love cycling as a fan. So for me, riding up there is such a special thing, so I can't help myself but like hit it.
Which of the parkours did you find the most challenging this year?
It would be wrong to say one's the worst. They were all very, very hard. Checkpoint one was probably the easiest, the Billerhorn pass, probably because you're freshest then, so you're feeling good and it's not that difficult a pass. And then the run into it wasn't so bad and it's not that much elevation, so that was fairly straightforward and you feel good still. Checkpoint two, you had 3,000 metres or 3,500 metres of elevation in like 70 kilometres. It was horrific. And you had to climb to get there as well. So you descended down, then you went up to Mangartskadarsko, then you went down to the checkpoint, and then you climbed back up, and it was like 15% all the way up. It was brutal. So, yeah, that was the worst. That was technically the toughest on paper. Poland, checkpoint three, had sections of 30% up it, and I decided to go up from the south side, descend down the actual parkour, and then back up the parkour, because it was shortest. It was 20 kilometers shorter than any other option, but 150 meters extra climbing, so it was worth it because the south side climb was really steady and really nice, but that lulled me into a full sense of security that the other side was going to be quite nice. So then when I descended down, I was like, I knew straight away that this was quite steep because I was descending down and the surface was really bad. I got to the bottom, turned around and came back up, and I groveled the last like 5 kilometers up 30%, like, and I knew if I stopped I wouldn't get going again, so that was very, very hard as well. But they're different, they're hard in their own way. And this is why I say you can't say one was the worst, because they're hard in their own way. Checkpoint four, the rough stuff, as we call it now, in Bosnia. I love Bosnia as a country and I love cycling in Bosnia. So for me, that wasn't that bad, like, because I love getting there and I love being around that area because it's one of the most beautiful places to cycle. But the rough stuff itself was a lot rougher than I estimated for. And so, or I underestimated it and wasn't quite prepared for it, so when I got there I was a bit unhappy with it, but having done it, it's the kind of thing that I'd go and ride myself on a weekday just to explore, because I love that kind of thing. But I underestimated it in the race and just how tough it was going to be, and so it was quite stressful, because that was the point where I was still in the lead, or I was in the lead, but if something went wrong at that point you could easily lose hours and hours and hours. And, you know, if you ripped a tyre and things, you could lose 10 hours there trying to sort it out, climbing down, getting a new one. So I was very stressed about it, and I think that made it bad as well. And there was a bit of swearing going up there, and then walking a little bit, and then getting back down. I got a bunch of... But I got up and down within a couple of hours, and I only got one pinch for that, so it was actually very successful and went very, very well. So, and once that was done, all the stress was gone, because I knew that the race was mine to win from that point on, because there wasn't really anything that could... or should go dramatically wrong. So they each bring their own kind of flavour of pain and spice. But yeah, on paper, Mangartskadarsko was the worst, but that was also the most beautiful. So it makes up for it. It was just an enjoyable race. You know, I got in the zone quite quickly, and when I go in the zone, days disappear. And all of a sudden, it's like the sixth day of the race. And I'm like, where have these, you know, 6 days gone? And, you know, I knocked out 650 kilometres on the first day, and that's always good. And then, yeah, you get to, suddenly it's the sixth day, and I'm like, I'm in, you know, Bosnia or something, and I just don't remember where the other 5 days have gone because they've just slipped away as I'm in the absolute zone racing. And then you just got to crack on to the finish. And yeah, so I don't know. The checkpoints were all really nice. So I guess that's why I like doing this race, seeing new places.
I think the margins are over, well over 300 kilometres too this year.
Yeah, it could have been more, but I realized yesterday evening, like, what's the point? Like, there's no point smashing myself to finish. I have nothing to prove to anyone anymore, to myself.
Because last year you went for it, so from 800 Ks, yeah?
Yeah, but I think I had a chip on my shoulder, and I had to prove something to myself. But I realized this race that there's nothing to prove anymore. You know what? I'm really excited about the race for like top three, top five. Bjorn is so tough mentally. For me, he's the hero of the race. He's suffered so much mentally and physically and just kept coming back and back and back, and that's like true grit. And like, that's what this race will teach you. And then you can take that away to other parts of your life. I think that was one of the things that Mike was like, you know, really keen on. Is that it will push you, and especially with the checkpoint four this year and the gravel and things like that, you know, you'll learn a lot about yourself, and you can take that to other parts of your life and be a better person elsewhere.